Gale Saunders here with Chris Malley again, back at it with Talk to Prospect. Bringing to you today, wide receiver Rashad Bateman out of University of Minnesota. How you doing today, Chris?
I'm doing well. Excited to talk about another top-tier wide receiver in this draft class. We talked about Ja'Marr Chase last week, and now we're talking about Rashad Bateman, who's probably going to be a first-round pick, and he just had a blazing 40 this week at the Exos Combine, so it's going to be exciting to talk about him.
A lot of the news goes towards Ja'Marr Chase, Devonta Smith, even Jalen Waddle. I think he is kind of being slept on a little bit, but I think people are giving him his due credit. I think overall he's a crafty wide receiver. I think when you talk about a jack of all trades, I think Rashad has that in his game. I'm talking about a guy who's shown the ability to make the contested catches. I feel like, he can run the alley for a guy his size. He can run the full route tree. You love his rack ability. You're talking about a guy who can, break tackles. He's got the size, plays inside and out. He's got a lot of versatility to his game. And at the end of the day, I feel like he's a reliable receiver for his quarterback. The quarterback play might not have been great. I think if you put him in another position to succeed with a really great quarterback, the sky could be the limit. I think him finding the soft spots of the zone, I could see him being a favorite target for his quarterback at the next level. I mean, he played with Tyler Johnson, who, came on with the Bucks. And I feel like he's going to be probably the most highest draft pick from Minnesota. No.
Yeah, he definitely will be. I mean, Rashad Bateman, he's guaranteed to go in the first round. It's been talked about for the last 2 years. The thing with him is he's like a pure X receiver. He has a little versatility to play inside, but in this draft class, he has a size at 6'1.5" and 210, and the speed as well. I mean, he's one of the craftiest route runners. He's really good after the catch, and on top of it, like Ja'Marr Chase and Devonta Smith, he plays even taller than his height. He gets up there and attacks the ball at the highest point and gets over the DBs. He's a really smart guy. You can just see the intricacies within the game, and he's fearless across the middle. That's the big thing. I mean, you saw him and Tyler Johnson. They'd always catch slant routes in the middle and just not even worry about the safety, and they would just let everything happen after. But the big thing is they're really good, strong hands catchers. Him and Johnson, but you saw Bateman kind of take over as the alpha last year and this year. Even though he opted out in August and ended up opting out again in November, he had a pretty productive year, even though it was cut short due to COVID.
Yeah, I know that he said that he does have asthma, so that's part of his part of his profile as well. But overall, he's just a leader in the locker room. Him and the head coach have a great relationship. PJ Fleck. But I feel like what he brings to the table, he's a leader. This year, he changed his number to zero. Zero tolerance for racism in our culture. And is a call to action to the end racism in our society. Rocking the zero jersey. Not only is he dynamic on the field, but he's a dynamic leader. Off the field,
he had monster games against great competition. I mean, Penn State last year, 7,203 yards and a touchdown, absolutely torched them. And then we're gonna have tape from the Purdue game, 6,177 and 2 touchdowns. I mean, he's a monster, and I think that it hurt a little bit not having Tyler Johnson take a little bit of the heat off, and Tanner Morgan the quarterback didn't play that good this year either. I think in an NFL system with NFL coaches around him and pro NFL wide receivers next to him, he's really going to hit his potential and hit his stride, and the best football is probably yet to come as soon as he hits the ground running next year.
You're talking about he was playing more slot. I think, he's got the ability to play on the outside, but I feel like their offense kind of held him back. The way he was utilized, I felt like, the offense wasn't really that dynamic. I think his playability was you know, stood out. I think overall, do I think he's going to be succeed at the next level? I do. There's weird comps out there. It's all over the spectrum with him. I've heard Michael Thomas, Allen Robinson. I've heard Keenan Allen. I've heard what else did I hear?
Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I'm like, if I was going to look at his game, he reminds me of a poor man's Justin Jefferson, who's also in Minnesota. But just from a standpoint of his game, he just seems like a very well-rounded wide receiver. And I feel like at the next level, that's part of it. Like if you're a one-trick pony, you can be boxed in a little bit. But if you can do a lot of great things at the next level, fearless, going across the middle, run screens, be a 50-50 guy, tell stories with your routes, and being just the way that he contorts his body midair. I mean, what else do you want from a wide receiver? I think he could be a productive target. He could do the possession game. He can give you some vertical ability. What else did you like from his game?
Yeah, the thing with Bateman, he reminds me a little bit of Terry McLaurin and DJ Moore in the fact that like his routes are just super crisp and he plays fast. He's not really a burner after the catch or at the top of the routes per se. Like he's not like, I know that people saw that he ran the hand and laser time this week at like 4.37, 4.39. It doesn't really show up on tape. That being said, I mean, Bateman's just really smooth. That's the best way you can say that you can describe it, in and out of his routes, especially across the middle. He's fearless, like, and he's really confident in his routes. A lot of the tape that we're going to show, it just shows the little intricacies and how special it is as a route runner and how he wins and how he'll continue to win at the next level.
I mean, starting off with the, how about you give me your first clip that, you know, we try to paint a picture of what we think the prospect is, what he can bring to the table, especially for our birds. Obviously, we're in the top six, but I mean, if there was some way he slipped to the second round, or we moved up to grab him, you know, I wouldn't be mad at it. I think he's got some crazy skills. We're about to showcase that. So, what's your first clip?
So first clip is Rashad. He's on the left side of the screen in the slot, and he runs a little bit of outbreaking and up. This just shows off his tracking skills, and it's just tremendous right here. A lot of confidence in the route and him just going back for the ball right there. Just run again real quick. I mean, you can just see it. Like, he stacks the corner, and then he just tracks the ball perfectly. Great catch right there. Next play, this one's just ridiculous. I mean, he's on the outside here and speaks for itself. One-handed, finishes the play, touchdown, right to end the half. He's a big playability guy. My final clip coming from me right here. Nice. I mean, strong hands, go top of the route, goes after the ball, wrestles with the DB. I mean, he destroyed Purdue in this game. 6 for 177 and 2. Bateman, just like Ja'Marr Chase, I was saying with Ja'Marr Chase and those guys, like, he plays bigger than he is, aggressive at the high point, just an excellent wide receiver and a quarterback's best friend because he's going to make them right more often than not.
Here we go right here. You know, like, the fact that he knows when to slow down, he's always – I see him do this to DBs a lot. Like, he adjusts to the football – and then gets his body right in front and basically always gets the ball at its highest point for the most part. You know, what I like about his game, like being his size, being able to run the alley, look nice and crispy in there for his size. You know, you want to run a screen? Oh, I can run the screen and I can get upfield, find me some lanes. Give me a couple creases. I get the first down. We're talking about a guy who could play outside and then get in on the inside on some of these screens here and run it like a slot wide receiver, dude. I like that in this game. This right here, you know, going up in air, contorting your body. The cornerback's out of position. making him look silly, but he has the awareness of where his feet are. I mean, on this play, he gets his one foot in, and then he gets a knee in, but like just toward his body, knowing where the sideline is, getting inbounds. You like to see that. The route running. I got a couple plays here on the route running here. It's this double move. It's just like you see a lot of plays where he's just like wide open. Like you're wondering, how did he get open? And it's usually from some crafty route running. The DB's putting a bind, and then he's just leaving. He's putting them in a bind. Next thing you know, separation. And that's what I'd like to see from your wideout, man. You get the separation. Like on this play right here, another play down by the goal line. You just love how he sets up the corner here. You know, at quick glance, they're like, oh, he did, ran a nice little out there. He had a slant. But just setting him up. But then the fact that he flattens out right here, that's where you like to see like those like little things in the game. That I like to see from a route runner or a crafty wide receiver. If he rounds that out, you know, to the corner, he sticks to his back pocket. The fact that he flattens it, you like to see that. I saw the one-handed grab that you had. I call this the wow grabs. I see a lot of wow grabs. Again, we talked about his game being versatile, whatever. But the fact that you can add wow grabs to his resume. This is a sick grab right here. I mean, he's got the DB in his face, and then he still comes down with it. This shows a lot of hand-eye coordination. Yeah. Like, he takes, RPO game. You think about him coming, running these slants. He's like you said, he's fearless over the middle. Like, he can, and he shows off some of that breaking speed. Some people were talking about slow. But that's not slow. He no flinch. I've seen him do that on multiple occasions. Go across the middle, snatch it with his hands, and then keep going with a safety about to do some bodily harm to him. He'll make the catch. But overall, you know, if I'm going to sit here and have to make some cons for his game, could it be some false steps here? People have talked about it. Like, I mean, in college, I had false steps, and my wide receiver coach would hammer home about, you know, how my feet were set up. But it's not a big thing. I think he can work on that. And I don't think it affects his game too much. But I think at the next level, you're just talking about a hitch that he can probably clean up.
Yeah, it's subtle. I mean, it's something so subtle that the untrained eye doesn't really notice. But it's just that extra step, and it affects his releases and man coverage. That being said, I mean, he still was a dominant player with it, and I think that that's going to be one of the first things that a good wide receivers coach or a good veteran wide receiver in his on his team and his new NFL team is going to point out at practice. Like, yo, man, like, you're really good if you just take that subtle hitch out of your game. Like, you're going to be even better. I mean, it can be completely erased just by repetition and just getting that muscle memory out of there.
Yeah. I mean, overall, talking about the prospect, I feel like he's a solid player. All the other wide receivers getting super love in the top half of the first round and in all the mocks and everything. I think Bateman, he's a guy where you could probably see him going from anywhere from number 15 to end of the first round. If he does slip into the second round, that would be nice for us. I'm not exactly sure where the Eagles draft, if they move back. You know, we're currently at six, but having a guy like Bateman would be a solid job. But, you know, Eagle fans out there, if they don't get a Jamar Chase, we end up with a Bateman. I think they would be upset in the first round. But overall, last words on Bateman.
Yeah, Rashad Bateman, he's going to be an absolute steal if he goes in the back end of the first round, especially if he somehow falls to the early second. It has nothing to do with him. It just shows you how special Devonta Smith and Jamar Chase are. I mean, they're two of the most prolific wide receivers in SEC and college football history with the two monster seasons that they put up last year and this year, with Smith and Chase last year. Bateman, he can play X, absolutely, play a little bit inside. I think he's going to be a better pro than he was a college player, especially if he gets in a really good system that suits him and with a quarterback that is not absolutely garbage. I really like Bateman. He's a solid blocker. He's a great route runner, and he's tough. I mean, he loves the game of football, he brings really good energy to the team. I'd be excited if the Eagles did move back in a scenario around 15 to 20 and they did get him. I'd be okay with it. I think Eagles fans are just wary of that because they worry about Howie Roseman hitting on the draft capital that we would be recouping. But Rashad Bateman's a really solid prospect, and he'd be a really solid X receiver for Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, we're talking about weapons. If you know, we can get a weapon like him, that's just another weapon with a nuanced skill set. His route running ability, the fact that he can run the route tree, you like his size, you like his leadership off the field. But at the end of the day, I think you just like him as a football player. When you see guys, you're like, yo, that guy's a football player. I think that Rashad Bateman, he's that dude. We're talking the prospect wide receiver Rashad Bateman, University of Minnesota. And then, until then, we'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.